USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Just how often will we need COVID booster shots? Federal health officials this week calling on those who have gotten both doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to get a third shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky asked Friday on CBS News if we'll someday need a fourth COVID shot.
This virus has been very humbling, so I have a lot of indications that suggest that we may not need another one, but we will continue to follow the science. We will continue to follow the variant. I'm very hopeful that we won't need another one, but we'll absolutely follow the science to determine that.
Walensky also on Friday congratulating the Atlanta Falcons on being the first NFL team to reach 100% vaccination. She tweets, "Teamwork like this is what it will take to defeat the virus." GM issuing a recall of the Chevy Bolt. The company announcing Friday it's recalling all Bolts worldwide because the electric car's lithium-ion batteries could catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New England bracing for a rare weather event. Tropical storm Henri could make landfall in the area Sunday as a hurricane. It would be the first time a hurricane makes landfall in New England in 30 years. Afghan citizens fighting back against the Taliban. Former Afghan security forces and armed residents retake control of three northern districts Friday, about 100 miles north of Kabul. One former Afghan soldier tells the Washington Post, "We have ignited something historic." Meanwhile, in Washington, President Biden continues to face questions about his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan.
Let's put this thing in perspective here. What interest do we have in Afghanistan at this point with Al-Qaeda gone? We went to Afghanistan for the express purpose of getting rid of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, as well as getting Osama bin Laden. And we did.
President Biden speaking Friday at the White House. His comment that Al-Qaeda is gone, though, seems to contradict intelligence reports from the UN and Defense Department. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Some Afghan refugees already finding new homes in the U.S. Tim Burke has more.
Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the Special Immigrant Visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The federal eviction moratorium upheld in court. Wendy King has more.
A federal appeals court kept in place the Biden administration's recent eviction moratorium. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia rejected an effort by Alabama and Georgia, which sought to evacuate a ruling by a lower court, preserving the moratorium. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration was pleased with the court's ruling. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the targeted moratorium for communities experiencing high transmission of COVID-19 through October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.